Good Monday morning, everyone. This is Dave Dickey with the Mid-Morning Commodity Market Report. Let's go ahead and see how futures are trading. December hard red winter wheat is 715, up 17 and 3 quarters. Soft December wheat, 669 and 3 quarters, up 23 and 3 quarters. September corn, 512 and a quarter, up 16 and 3 quarters. December, 495 and a quarter, up 25 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1430, up 64 and 3 quarters. November, 1387 and a half, up 59 and a half. September soybean meal, 460.80, up 27.60. September soybean oil, 44.33, up 169. August live cattle, 123.22 and a half, up 12 and a half. August feeder cattle, 154.42 and a half, down 57 and a half. And October lean hogs are 85.82 and a half, and they're up 87 and a half.
Support for WILL comes from Bates Commodities, AgriGold, The Andersons, Wisconsin Plastic Drain and Tile, Strategic Farm Marketing, and Farm Credit Services. Thanks to these businesses for their support of WILL agricultural programs.
Let's go ahead and take a look at a few agricultural stories. Environmentalists are stepping up pressure to force Iowa's hand in improving water quality. The Iowa Environmental Council and the Environmental Law and Policy Center have filed a petition with the Iowa Environmental Protection Commission this week calling for the adoption of numeric water quality standards for total phosphorus and nitrogen in public recreational lakes. Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets is Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, it all blew up to the upside on the dry and forecast for the 10-day. Traders coming back Sunday night and saying, whoa, and soybeans reacting accordingly. It looks like corn a little bit of a follower on that.
Yeah, beans continue to take over leadership. Basically, we've rallied about $2.30 since the beginning of the month of August here on, ideas that we've been talking about quite a bit. The supply-demand balance sheet on beans is a little bit more tighter than compared to corn. They build in a lot more demand base for corn, so they got something to subtract from, whereas bean demand did not increase that much from a year ago. And so there's a little bit more urgency on beans to, have a big crop to satisfy demand that's coming forward here. Trade's looking for another 2-3% drop in the good to excellent category. Basically, historically, this time of year, when you see the deterioration you see, it often equates to about a 3% drop in yield or production in general. So that takes carry out. I think they're probably trading a 41 bushel crop right now. If you keep everything consistent here, that takes carry out down to 110 million bushels. So that's why beans are on fire in through here. It's just amazing that some areas saw, almost record amount of rain in the spring. Now we're seeing probably a record least amount of rain here in August. So one extreme to the other, and it's an exciting, dynamic market here, and it's probably going to stay firm until we see some moisture develop here, as we get into next week, hopefully.
Well, do 110 million bushels ending stocks equate to a price significantly higher than $14?
Well, right now, the trade's looking at 14.09 and three quarters, the contract high we established earlier in the marketing year, our contract life, that is. And ideas are we can run up to 14 and a half if this thing sort of holds together here. And then, if the weather stays dry, we could probably push higher than that. One thing, though, is as we move higher here, they're going to back off on the demand side of the equation. So, we're not going to have 110 million bushel carryout when it's all said and done. They'll juggle the numbers around as we move along here. If you want to get on board, we would recommend the October bean options from a trader's point of view. Those are good till September 20th. You know, that's one way to get your foot if you want to capture the up. But if you're a producer, this is a great opportunity here to get caught up on sales. We're basically a dollar above the insured price on beans. And so, you know, if one's not made some sales or want to raise your floor, this is a great opportunity as a producer to take advantage of this emotional roller coaster.
I was thinking a lot of people were, it wasn't too long ago, they had puts in place and they probably needed to roll out of them and do something else.
Yeah, we were down there where you could have locked in a dollar on the downside. You know, there's guys that rolled the puts and took profit on putting, but not as much. You know, a hedge is a hedge.
Mm-hmm.
You know, looking, I wish I could, I should, I woulda. You know, now you got to kind of look at 2 weeks ago, if beans were this level, boy, I would have, you know, wish it could have, should have, would have, and here we go again. It's going to be up and down. That's the neat thing about commodities. It's just not going to go one way all the time. It will go one way more than what you want it to if it's against you. Don't get me wrong, but this is a dynamic situation where the crop is late and the crop is in dire need of some moisture in some areas here, and so it's something to talk about as we go. Well, we'll be the main thing to talk about here all this week.
So we've stretched that November-December ratio, November beans, December corn, all the way out today to 282. How much more is in that?
Oh, things stay the way they are. We could go on out to three. The thing is, the urgency is now, and the urgency is not going to be later on in next February or March. The Southern Hemisphere comes through with a bigger production base to work with. So it's one extreme to the other. There's a lot of money coming into the marketplace, and it's going to test that ratio, I believe, out to the almost $3.
So when it does snap back, does it snap back with corn going up or beans going down? Because I believe there's a lot of producers wanting a little bit more in the corn market than they've gotten right now.
Well, yeah, I mean, corn's has struggled. There's been a lot of buying beans, selling corn, buying beans, selling wheat on the spread. When the market does top, I would think there'll be some unwinding of that spread. They're going to move somewhat together. The thing to watch is, you know, like today's action compared to last night's action, you know, beans had most enthusiasm in the overnight trade as we went into the European trade. But as we got in the regular day session here in the U.S., wheat and corn has picked up the momentum a little bit versus where we were last night and earlier this morning.
So when you talk to your producers who have not done too much on the corn side and you look at the price that you see December, now $4.96, what kind of value do you put on that?
Well, it depends how you tackle it. From a technical point of view, this $4.94, $4.96 area is about 38% back up. You know, you can do 50%, 62% back up to those spring highs we had, which gives opportunity to make a few more sales or get caught up on sales. But the beans can stay on fire in here. One can maybe, you know, try to shoot for this 525, 524 area basis December 13 futures as a benchmark or a goal here this week.
Thank you much, Kurt.
Take care, Dave.
That's Kurt Kimmel of Bates Commodities, and he is in Normal, Illinois. Let's look and see the current tick. September corn, 512 and a quarter, up 16 and three quarters. December, 495 and a quarter, up 25 and a quarter. September soybeans, 1426 and a half, up 61 and a quarter. November, 1386 and a quarter, up 58 and a half. September soybean meal, 459.60, up 26.40.